From Birmingham, Alabama, you're listening to the Flat Picking Pilgrim's Progress. I'm your host, Gary Furr, and I'm so glad to have you with me today. Whether you're sitting in your favorite chair or riding along in the car, I'm glad we're going to get to spend this time together.
The Harrow. In the years I lived among the peanut farmers, I breathed October dust and prayed for their harvests. The church and all of the town waited for the yield to tell us what sort of year it would be. Only a few restaurants, drugstores, and movie rental places, no movie theaters, theme parks, or malls. But we had a John Deere tractor dealership out on the bypass where the farmers' trucks had to pass by on the most prominent corner right by the road. The latest double wheel model with the air-conditioned cab and stereo system, plowing without dust and sweat. Hard to imagine we were so far from the farmers with their mules in the old days on a 40-acre farm, working like the devil to survive, be repossessed, or die. But there was always the harrow, evolved from ancient times, at first only a tree branch sharpened to punch open the ground. The Romans first made them of iron to mass produce, and now they are rows of teeth, or knives neatly arranged, or deadly discs, sharp enough to kill a man, but modern in their symmetry of tearing open the earth. They rip open the crust so the seed can go deep down into the moist fertility, then burst open and seek the light above. Harrowing is near death, danger, all our protection, torn away from us, some sharp and deadly threat. Gashes open the layers of careful habit and insulation until death and I stare back at one another, waiting for one of us to make a move. The medieval Christians said that on Saturday, Jesus punched down under the tomb all the way to the underworld and preached to the souls in hell. He led out all those who had no chance to know Easter. Satan surely filed an immediate lawsuit against God for breaking the rules and letting a dead man breach the underworld to claim souls Satan thought were a sure thing. The harrowing of hell was kept in the creed. We shake our heads at the primitive believer thinking he descended into hell, even as we still survive by eating the bounty of earth's puncture wounds. Farmers still dig down to the only place where life can emerge. We are deluded by surface coverings of asphalt and wireless noise. Virtual cannot feed the hungry or raise the dead. For that, earth must be broken, hearts pierced, nails driven. Down went the Son of God into hell itself. I'd like to think a little disc plowing is called for. Some holes punched in hell still on this earth, right through hard-headed souls who deny there is anything under here worth looking at or saving. I'd like to think the Son of God, even in the grave, cannot help but vanquish every poison, weed, and pestilence that threatens the garden that God put here for us all.
I'm Gary Furr, and this is the Flat Picking Pilgrim's Progress. Thanks for joining me today. You can find my music at gafurr.com, and you can go to my blog site for lots of other information and writings at garyfurr.me, garyfurr.me. Once again, thank you so much. Join me next time on the Flat Picking Pilgrim's Progress.